Welcome back to the Who Are You to Lead Anyway podcast, where we embark on the journey to master the skills needed to navigate leadership and life with more ease and less angst. This is episode 87, and I am your host, Cynthia Jameson. I am so excited that you're here with me this morning. I am sitting here on Monday morning, the day before the podcast episode will come out. I don't typically leave it this late, but I did because I gifted myself a weekend of just doing what I wanted to do. And I can tell you that is absolutely beautiful outside. The cardinals, the chickadees are around. They are waking us up, which is amazing. And it is just a beautiful day. So I am settled in here. I'm going to have a conversation with you because I'm really super excited today. I have created a special gift on Friday. I took the most of the day, almost the entire day, to create for you a special gift. For all of you who are facing or navigating change, which, let's face it, I think it's all of us. We just have varying degrees of the change that we're navigating, and there are times that it ebbs and flows. So regardless, at this point in time or in the future, hello future, if you don't feel like you have clarity on your path by the end of this episode, or if you come back to this episode, if you're listening in the future, you will have a clear roadmap to support your leadership journey. So today I want to talk about the transformative power of embracing your inner caterpillar, to lean into trusting the process as you navigate the ongoing evolution of you, who you are, your team, and your organization. Now, as a leader, I know that you think and perhaps even believe, I must be in control to be an effective leader. I need to achieve perfection to be respected as a leader. I must always have the answer to every problem. If I delegate tasks, it means I'm weak or I'm incapable. Now, the fear of not meeting expectations or making unpopular decisions weighs heavily on your mind. And while these might sound like super smart thoughts and feel like really good advice to tell yourself, it's not. Is it true that you have to be in control, that you have to be perfect, that you have to have all of the answers, and that you're weak if you delegate? No, not at all. Being in control doesn't mean having all the answers or being perfect. Delegating tasks can actually be a sign of strength, allowing you to focus on what you do best and empower others to contribute and build their skills. It's about effective leadership and collaboration rather than trying to do everything alone. I see you. And when you have limiting thoughts and beliefs like this, this is your mind working against you. And I know it creates all sorts of feelings, feelings of fear, feelings of doubt, inadequacy, imposter syndrome, and more, all of which create and add to the pressure to perform. I see this with so many of my clients. And the truth is, there's a piece of you that's creating this inner experience yourself. And it feels terrible in continuing to think this way because you're limiting your effectiveness. And when you limit your effectiveness, you're limiting your potential for growth. You're limiting your career trajectory. You're limiting the things that are possible for you. Now, while nothing has gone wrong and you're not alone, even though it can feel that way, you are a human with a human brain having a human experience. I've experienced all of this myself. That's how I know. So I want to talk to you about this, and I want to teach you how to have a better experience as a human and as a leader by helping you use your brain, use your mind in a more productive way that creates a better inner experience, a better lived experience. And so my goal is to expand your awareness so that you can see for yourself what's possible for you and then get to work, getting your brain on board to support what's possible for you and or the future version of you that you know is inside of you, that you desire and that you want to step into for yourself. And so if you're listening and you're not new to leadership, but you've been recently promoted or you're in a new organization, you will still face these similar challenges. New level, new devil. It comes back to you, right? So the same thoughts that keep you limited now are the same thoughts that will come back and keep you limited in the future. And the fear of not meeting expectations, the worry of making unpopular decisions, or the struggle to navigate complex situations weighs heavily on your mind as well. I have observed this within every leader I've coached, hundreds and hundreds of leaders, and I know it like a well-worn sweater from my personal experience, from my lived experience. Now, whenever we go to do something new for the first time or the circumstance is different, our fear-based brains do their job. They try to keep us safe by giving us all the reminders. Now, quick caveat, I recently found on YouTube Sharon Smith. She does EFT tapping and helps others create pain plans. And I've been experiencing with EFT myself here and there. And I love how she frames the notion of messages that we get from pain. So Sharon says, it's so cool to have a body that gives us reminders like this. So too, from the perspective of our brain, it's so great to have a reminder like that. But here's the thing, you are right where you need to be. Each one of you listening, and myself included, are where we need to be in this moment. You already possess everything it takes to soar to the next level. And the learning, I mean, there might be some skill sets that you need to lean, that's totally fine. But the leaning in and the learning is you entrusting yourself, you entrusting the process, and even when the circumstance or you feel yourself uncertain, to trust the process. This is the caterpillar to butterfly effect. So just imagine for a moment yourself as a caterpillar, inching along, feeling safe and secure in its familiar surroundings. But deep down, you know there's something more out there for you. A transformation, an identity shift, waiting or wanting to happen. Just like the caterpillar must trust the process of metamorphosis to become the butterfly, we must trust our journey is unfolding exactly as it should. Now, a couple of points on this. First, we can't just sit there on the ground and not keep inching forward. We have to keep taking action. We have to keep showing up. We have to keep going. We have to keep stepping forward. And we have to decide the direction we're wanting to go in. Now, this doesn't mean we need to get into the whens and the hows or all the details of it, but without a direction, otherwise, we're half in and we're half out. We have a foot in each canoe. And then that's what we create because we're not all in on ourselves. We're not all in on our desires. We're not all in on what we're wanting to create for our career, for our future, for our family, for our life. I'm going to get really passionate here. I can just tell. So let's address the fear-based brain that's casting the shadow on your path. That represents the fear, the doubt, the uncertainty. And even if it's uncomfortable, it's also familiar. And it encourages us to keep doing what we're doing. It keeps encouraging us to keep control, seek perfection, let people think that we have all the answers, don't ask for help. All of those thoughts that hold you back from embracing change, growth, and stepping into your full potential. That is the reminder your brain is giving you. So when you notice the uncomfortable and the uncertain feelings, this is the moment to attune yourself. Notice what you're thinking. Notice what you're feeling. Get specific with yourself. And you might even need to do what I have, I grew up in a family where feelings weren't a thing, right? So I have been really exploring and learning, what are these feelings? I didn't even know. The six core feelings, I kind of knew those. But there are many, many, many emotions that you can double click into. So really noticing and getting specific can be super useful. Being intentional about this expands your conscious awareness so that you can recognize what's blocking your path. When you pick up the specific thoughts, I want you then to challenge them. Actually, so let me take a minute or two to introduce you to Byron Katie. Byron Katie is an author and a speaker who is known for her self-help method called The Work. You can Google it, and I'll put it in the show notes for you. Byron Katie developed a method after experiencing her own transformative spiritual awakening. Now, her approach focuses on questioning and challenging the thoughts and beliefs that cause suffering, which, by the way, is optional and what most of us do when we talk negatively to ourselves. We create suffering for ourselves, that fear-based, the victim mentality, the avoidance behaviors, like all of those sabotaging behaviors that I've talked about before during the 12 days of Christmas. That's what we create for ourselves when we have thoughts and beliefs that we don't challenge. And so what she says is, when we do spend time asking ourselves these questions, it leads to greater self-awareness. It leads to greater inner peace. And it's 100% true. I know because I've done it, and I want to teach it to you. So here are her four questions. The very first one is it true? The second one, can you absolutely know that it's true? Like in a court of law, is this absolutely, like there is evidence here? What is the evidence? The third question is, how do you react when you believe that thought? So if I think that I can't delegate, how I react when I believe that is then I feel fear-based, I feel constricted, and I don't do it. The fourth question is, who would you be without that thought? So if I never had the thought that I couldn't delegate, I'd just be delegating. That's what I would be doing. And I know it seems simple, and it can be. These questions are designed to help individuals, humans, leaders, all of us as people, challenge our beliefs, our perceptions, and it leads to greater clarity and freedom from the suffering when we do that. So if the caterpillar never released the fear of metamorphosis, it would never know the gift of flying. It would never experience the freedom of it. It would never experience the possibility that comes with embracing change and stepping into its true power to become the butterfly. Now, it's so easy and it's so human to get swept up in fear and frustration when faced with big changes that test who you are or who you think you are. And what I know is there are far too many stressed out humans leading themselves, leading others. There is still too much fear-based leadership and fear-based culture within the world of work. And because you may be working in these environments, and because you are a human, the conflict that you face externally reflects back to you the conflict you face internally. Carl Jung is the source of my current favorite spiritual mic drop. And he says, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. So life can happen to you or for you. Now, if you are listening to this podcast, that is not the way you roll. Life does not happen to you. Life happens for you. So to overcome this, we, and I put myself into this too, and a hand on heart, we must address our internal struggles in order to approach the external challenges with clarity, with resilience, with authenticity, with who we are. And in order to do and achieve great things, this is essential to redirect your mind, to reframe the situations, to focus on the resilience and the adaptability instead. Because if we do not adapt, we will be left behind. So I want you to spend some time thinking about who you are, what you stand for, what matters to you. Sometimes the journey that you're on or that we're on is becoming the leader that we're looking for or that leader that we need, but we don't have. And sometimes it's not. Either way, I invite you to think about your future self and ask yourself who you need to be at the next level in your leadership, in your career, in your life, as a parent, as a grandparent. It doesn't matter what the role is. The role is just an identity. It matters what you want to do with your one wild and crazy life. And then I want you to think about, what will this transformation require of me? What will it require of you? I'm asking myself these questions as I ask them to you. So what will you need to let go of internally? What are the beliefs? What are the assumptions or the old patterns of thinking, being, behaving that will keep you where you are, the caterpillar, unless or until you question them for their validity, demystify them, reframe them, or cut the cords, either energetically, physically, emotionally, spiritually, that you need to cut so that you can step into the next version of who you are, the next up level of you, your leadership, your life. So, will you tether to the future or will you tether to the current reality? By tethering to the future self, and focusing your attention and your intention there, you will attract much more positive outcome and opportunities in your life. I promise you. And it needs to be said that this will require you to be self-compassionate, because you are unwinding what you have been taught to think and believe. And that takes work. What I am inviting you to step toward and into is truly knowing who you are at your core, because you are so much more than a human resource. You are so much more than an employee number. You are so much more than someone who goes to work and makes the money and pays the bills and does the things. Your life is about so much more. Who you are at your core, your soul has desires, and they are on your heart, and they've probably been there for a while, and they're waiting and wanting to be expressed through you. Who you authentically are and the gifts you have matter. I'm inviting you to be courageous, to tap into your mind, to connect to your heart, and unleash the potential of yourself and those you lead. Now, I feel like I'm like totally, this is, you will notice that you will be hearing much more conviction from me. And there's a reason for that. It's taken me a year and a bit to unwind some of the thoughts that I have had, some of the beliefs that I've had about who I was, to be able to come out here and speak to you in this way. This work matters. What we're doing here matters. You matter. And so I have a few practical tips to support your transformation. The first, practice gratitude. Even in difficult times, there's always, always something to be grateful for. So take a moment out of each day, just a moment, to focus on what you're grateful for and look for the positive. You can see the glass half full or you can see the glass half empty. It's your choice. But if you're here, the experiences are completely different and both are available to you. And if you're here, you're seeing them as half full. You're seeing your glasses half full. The second way to support yourself, seek support and guidance. Don't be afraid to ask for help from your mentors, from your peers, from your good friends, your family, your coaches. Building a strong support network and leveraging resources is essential for navigating the journey of leadership and personal development. Now, I don't think I've ever taken a stance on this within the podcast before, but the people that you spend your time with and those people that are around you matter. If you are wanting to make a change and instead of cheerleaders, you're surrounded by naysayers, you've got some important decisions to make. The third way to support yourself is to focus on what you can control. Take proactive steps toward solutions, no matter how small. Take the inspired action toward the future you're creating. Start by questioning the validity of your thoughts, your beliefs about leadership. Use Byron Katie's work. Question those things about yourself, about what you believe is possible for you. Like, who knows what's possible for you? We don't have any evidence to say anything is impossible. Consider, are those thoughts and feelings and beliefs that you have based on facts or assumptions? Take small, manageable risks to build your confidence and demonstrate competence in your leadership abilities. Demonstrate it to yourself and others will see it. Focus on your strengths and your past success to counteract the feelings that you have of fear and doubt. The fourth way to support yourself is to stay grounded. When life feels chaotic, tune into the stories you're telling yourself that are creating the sense of chaos within you. It's essential to stay grounded and centered when doing this intentional and transformational work. Challenge yourself to get to a place of neutral mind. Trust me, this takes work, but if you can embrace the concept of being a fascinated anthropologist, which I would have talked about also in one of the podcast episodes before, probably through the 12 days of Christmas, and really be curious about what is without emotion. Be curious about what is without emotion, without attachment, without an agenda. Then it becomes so much easier because it helps the ego, right? It's like the ego is the thing that's playing around in all of these things. And so when you release the ego, it makes it so much easier to see what is. And what can really help you here is to engage in or practice mindfulness, meditation, or any other grounding technique that can be helpful to have you feel connected to the present. Practice self-care, exercise, eat healthy, get adequate sleep to support your physical and emotional well-being. And the fifth practice is to believe in yourself and your values as much as I believe in them for you. Remember, you are stronger, you are more resilient than you realize. Trust in your ability to overcome challenges and trust that brighter days are ahead for you. As the saying goes, the only way out is through. So as we come to the end of today's episode, I want to express first my heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you for embarking on this journey of self-discovery and growth alongside of me. Remember, change is not something to fear. It's the driving force behind our personal, professional, and human evolution. Transformation necessitates vulnerability and authenticity, which I urge you to see as assets rather than liabilities. And by doing so, you will forge deeper connections with both yourself and those around you. And before we part ways today, I had a promise for you. I made a promise to you. Again, that's something special that I have in store for you that I created. And it was so much fun. And I hope you love it as much as I do. In alignment with my commitment to supporting your ongoing transformation, I have carefully crafted a personalized roadmap of the best podcast episodes, and it's tailored in a way that regardless of where you are in your journey, it will feel like a tailored solution for you. This Who Are You to Lead Anyway roadmap, podcast roadmap, is a guiding light filled with resources to propel you toward your goals and unlock your fullest potential. Whether you are craving more on self-discovery, if you're new to me and my work, if you're refining your leadership skills, or perhaps you're focusing on career development, rest assured, I promise you, there is something there for you. You can pick and choose from the roadmap. It's 4 pages in length, and it has all of the resources there for you. Simply hop over to Instagram, shoot me a direct message with the word roadmap, all one word, and this invaluable resource will be in your hands. And if there's someone in your network that can benefit from this, I would be super grateful if you shared it with them, because it's good karma also. So for those of you eager to elevate your journey, take it to the next level, there are links within this roadmap for all the things that I have that are free, the resources. There's a self-discovery workbook, there's leadership lessons that I have learned, there's all the things there for you. This is my gift to you to have all of these things. And if you're ready to elevate to the next level, take it to the next level, the link is there for my group coaching program, The Leadership Lens, and all the details will be there when you click on it. As I continue to evolve in my own entrepreneurial journey, nothing brings me greater joy than supporting you in yours. Together, we are navigating the path of growth and success hand in hand and changing the world of work, one conversation at a time. So I want to say thank you again from the bottom of my heart for being an integral part of this community. And until next week, keep leading with unwavering courage and authenticity. Make it a great one. Take care.
Hey there, it's Cynthia. Thanks for being a part of the Who Are You to Lead Anyway journey. Join my newsletter for exclusive updates and resources. Get a complimentary self-discovery workbook at www.cynthiajamisoncoach.ca. Your feedback shapes this show, so share your thoughts. And if you love the podcast, help spread the word. Thanks for investing in your leadership growth. Let's thrive together. Mm-hmm.